For Radio K-Man News, I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins. Pharmacies across the islands are conducting a brown bag medication review in celebration of Pharmacy Week and marking World Pharmacy Day 2020. Here's Radio K-Man's Shanda Gallego, who has more.
The Cayman Islands Hospital Main Pharmacy and Northside Clinic Pharmacy, both facilities of the HSA, have joined pharmacies across the island to conduct a brown bag medication review, all this during Pharmacy Week. The initiative is aimed at encouraging members of the public to bring all of their medicines and supplements for the pharmacists to review and advise these individuals if they are taking the medications correctly. The pharmacists will also identify medicine errors and misunderstandings that would otherwise be overlooked. The brown bag medication review happens until 1 p.m. today, marking World Pharmacists Day. At the Cayman Islands Hospital, it will be held at the former location of the flu clinic on the side of the hospital just opposite of the Seventh-day Adventist Church to the far left of A&E. Patients attending the event may use the church parking lot. No appointments are necessary. In addition to the medication check, Pharmacy Week, under the theme Transforming Global Health, has included a church service, journal club meeting, and continuing education sessions. Shanda Gallego, Radio K-Man News.
The Department of Planning in the Ministry of Commerce, Planning and Infrastructure announces the recent promotion of Ms. Carrie-Anne Picard to the position of Deputy Director, Building Control. In her new role, Ms. Picard will provide operational support and manage the day-to-day operations of the building control section. This includes developing new processes and procedures to improve the functions of the building control unit, manage the plan review and inspection processes for applications submitted for building permits, issuance of building certificate of occupancy, and assessing and resolving code and procedural issues. She will also provide senior management support to the Director of Planning, including recommending the strategic direction of the unit. Ms. Jackie's School of Dance may now be closed, but Ms. Jackie is still dancing. After closing her doors, she thought it fit to bestow items from her dance studio to the University College of the Cayman Islands to improve their studio.
But I started giving all the students free lessons beginning of the year, and I just saw their enthusiasm and their love of dance, and I just wanted to help them maintain that desire to dance.
UCCI received props, costumes, bars, mirrors, benches, all to improve the environment for its students. Monica Lawrence, UCCI's Director for the Performing Arts, says she and the school are grateful.
In the arts, you know, anybody that passes on their legacy to another person is really passing the baton and endorsing whatever they are doing. And that I'm grateful for, because Miss Jackie is a stable within the Cayman Islands, having contributed 48 years to the Cayman Islands and to the arts. So we are really very honored.
If you are interested in learning more on UCCI, visit their website at ucci.edu.ky. Now we turn to the BBC with a check on international news. I'm Felicia Rankin-Solins with Radio Cayman.
BBC News. A man has attacked two people with an axe near the former offices of the French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo in Paris. The victims, a man and a woman who are staff members of a television company, have sustained serious injuries. Police say they've arrested two suspects. The European Commission says it's appealing against a ruling by an EU court, overturning an order for Ireland to recoup $15 billion in back taxes from Apple. In July, Apple and Ireland successfully challenged the Commission's assessment that the Irish tax breaks amounted to illegal state aid. A senior cardinal ordered to resign by the Pope has protested against the way he was dismissed and rejected the accusations of corruption against him. Giovanni Angelo Becciu said he had pleaded with the pontiff not to force him to go, as he put it, in front of the whole world. Israel has further tightened its coronavirus restrictions a week after it began its second nationwide lockdown. New measures will impose limits on religious gatherings, just as the country prepares to mark Yom Kippur, Judaism's holiest day. BBC News.